With all the worry about rising gas prices this summer, Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz is concerned that the nation's attention may be distracted from another growing crisis.
For the first time in its history, America faces a serious shortage of healthy pop stars. Christina Aguilera scrapped her summer tour because of strained vocal cords. A bum knee grounded Britney Spears, and a kidney ailment has sidelined Jessica Simpson, who may not have even known she had a kidney. As concert promoters fret over an ocean of empty seats, who will pick up the baton from America's fallen idols? The answer, I believe, is staring all of us in the face. Former President Bill Clinton. He's a natural. Everywhere he goes on his book tour, the press breathlessly reports that our 42nd president is greeted like a rock star. And Mr. Clinton has made no secret of his love of Elvis, the saxophone, and attention. What would it take to get the former commander-in-chief to don a white fringe jumpsuit and shake his groove thing for his screaming fans? I'm just guessing here, but I'll bet the answer is money. Of course, before anyone starts printing up t-shirts for the vast conspiracy tour, some details will have to be ironed out. Concert promoters' biggest concern about the president's show will probably have to do with its length. If it's anything like his book, it'll run 8.5 hours before the first Bic lighter is raised. That's why the president should stick to a short, well-chosen set of songs. He could open with Britney's Oops, I Did It Again. From there, he could segue to Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy, and then a new version of Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is, entitled I Want to Know What the Meaning of the Word Is. Even Ken Starr would have to admit, this show would rule. Years from now, long after Mr. Clinton's rendition of Super Freak is but a faded memory, historians may ask why he risked his presidential legacy for rock and roll. I think the answer is obvious. Because he could.
I want to know what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
If is means is and never has been, that's one thing. If it means there is none, that was a completely true statement.
Andy Borowitz writes a daily humor column at borowitzreport.com. Our congratulations to Andy. He's been named recipient of the National Press Club's first annual Anjali Gingras Humor Award.